It is Thursday, November 15th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin-Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
What a great title for a book. Beware of Limbo Dancers.
Roy Reed.
Roy Reed. If you don't know Roy Reed, he taught all of us of an age at the University of Arkansas who were studying journalism, worked for the New York Times forever.
Yes, he covered the southern United States during the Civil Rights Movement. Later was the London bureau chief and also had the White House as a beat for a while.
And now he has a book called Beware of Limbo Dancers, and he'll talk about it at 6:30 tonight at the Fayetteville Public Library.
And early in the book, he explains where the title comes from.
I was going to ask, where does this title come from?
It's a bit of graffiti that he saw somewhere.
Okay. Now, there are some tough choices tonight. Also at 6:30, Theater Squared hosts its Gala for Education at Mermaids in Fayetteville. And the MCs for the evening, the hosts, will be Lucy Arnaz and her husband, Lawrence Luckinbill.
Lawrence Luckinbill, a Fort Smith native and a U of A grad.
And, of course, Lucy is the daughter of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. Mm-hmm. So call Theater Squared to find out about that. Eileen Ivers performs tonight at 7 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Performed with Riverdance, performed with Cherish the Ladies. She's an Irish fiddler. 7 o'clock. Tickets start at $10. And there's a talk by Michelle Rathgaber tonight at the Mass Science Building at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. I would love to go to. She's going to talk about what's going on in archaeology in the River Valley. The title is Gouges All, Spearheads and Weaving Shuttles.
All things I assume you might be able to find?
Or things that we don't know what, I don't know. It's one of those weeks. But her talk is at 7 o'clock in room 211 of the Mass Science Building, and it is free.
Okay.
Busy Thursday. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.